can be found at the First Avenue website. Visit first-avenue.com for more details.
Gundunga Beast and Yong Lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. We'd like to thank everybody that was able to contribute towards Pledge Drive, not only for KFEI, but the Filipino American National News as well. On tonight's show, we will have news from Minnesota, along with news from the Philippines, along with some community announcements. Originally, we were to have an interview with Bernard Cabral, the president of the Foundation of Philippine Medical Missions, but we are going to have that interview at a later date. But if you join our show next week here on the Filipino American National News, we will be airing an interview that we taped earlier this week with the president of the Phil Minnesotan Association, Aleth Flores, along with Joy Grande, who was a chair of the first ever event of the Phil Minnesotan Association's Global Outreach, which took place in Poblacion, Santa Fe, Cebu. And that will pretty much be the whole duration of our show next week on the Filipino American National News. In regards to some community announcements, both of these events are taking place at the same venue, but I believe on different floors. This is probably taking place in the second floor of the Philippine Center of Minnesota, but the annual Carinderia will be taking place from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Philippine Center of Minnesota. That is at 1380 Frost Avenue in Maplewood. Directly right after that event, I believe on the third level of the Philippine Center of Minnesota, the Philippine X for Immigration Rights and Racial Justice Minnesota firm will be having an immigration forum from 1 to 2 p.m. Immigration attorney Federico Malibago will answer frequently asked questions on these topics and more. Petitioning family members, impact of relationship change or spouse visa, impact of employment changes on work visas, impact of criminal penalties on immigration status, and legal remedies. To learn more about this, you can go to FIRM's website at firmtc.org. And this event will be broadcast via Zoom as well in both Tagalog and Cebu, Hano. Right now, we're going to head over to our first article from the evening. And as I stated earlier, this comes from locally from Minnesota. And this comes from the PressPubs.com. Shoreview native opens Detroit-style pizzeria with a taste of Filipino flair. Shoreview native Anthony Gilbert is realizing his dream of making melt-in-your-mouth pizza at his new restaurant in Stillwater. Melt Pizza Company will open its doors in mid-February at the former site of Lolito Cantina at 112 Main Street, and thereby brings its Detroit-style pizza across the St. Croix River. Lolito, meanwhile, is relocating to 241 Main Street South. Constantly, people tell me it's the best pizza they've ever had, which is the highest compliment that I've ever get, the 31-year-old Gilbert said of the restaurant's main menu item. That's amazing for me to hear. It's amazing to know that people feel that way. The location will be the pizzeria's first permanent spot since Gilbert introduced the business in late 2021 in nearby Hudson, Wisconsin. The eatery spent its first year and change operating as a pop-up restaurant, a ghost kitchen, primarily at Pedro's del Este Cocktail Lounge in Hudson. It also made occasional appearances at other nearby venues, such as Barrel Theory in St. Paul and Rush River Brewing in River Falls, Wisconsin. The intermittent nature of Melt Pizza meant it was only open a few days a week. That will change with its permanent abode. It'll be nice that people will be able to come get the pizza any day of the week, as opposed to what we were doing before, where people were having to follow us around to find us, Gilbert said. The restaurant's pizza offering will include a mix of East Coast-style toppings such as fresh basil, hot honey, and ricotta, among others, as well as traditional and experimental flavors. The menu also will have traditional Italian items such as pasta, as well as Filipino dishes that reflect Gilbert's own Filipino heritage. A couple of examples of the latter he mentioned were lumpia, which are similar to egg rolls, and chicken adobo flavored chicken wings. Gilbert noted that his grandmother, Sarala Ayanhair, was 100% Filipino, having immigrated to the United States. She lives in Mounds View. Her dream for Gilbert was that he'd one day own his own business. I never really followed that dream, and she unfortunately passed away 3 weeks into COVID, he said. I think it was at that moment in time where I fell in love with this, fell in love with the idea that maybe I should be doing something different in my career with my path that I chose to do this. A Shoreview neighbor, Gilbert crossed the St. Croix River to live in Hudson in 1999. His previous professional culinary experience included working as a cook at the Nova Bar and Restaurant and later as the manager of Casanova Liquors. His career later pivoted to photography. During the 6 years before he started Melt Pizza, he was working as a professional architectural and wedding photographer. The coronavirus outbreak in March of 2020 meant Gilbert's photography work was temporarily shuttered as events everywhere were canceled or postponed. His work resumed mid-May of that year, but during the interim period, Gilbert found himself with more time to cook at home. I always kept cooking at home, but I started cooking more, just all day long. Pizza is something I had never actually done, Gilbert said. Just because you need time to do it right, and I never had a bunch of free time. So now I had all the free time. I started playing around with it and dabbling with it. By his own admission, his early efforts to craft good pizza at home weren't successful, but instead of giving up, Gilbert persisted and became enthralled in figuring out how to make it work. The tricky part is the dough, he said. Since pizza dough requires several hours of refrigeration before it's ready to use, that meant experimenting with pizza creation is a multi-day process. Gilbert eventually became drawn to making the Detroit-style pizzas. The type of pizza is similar to deep dish, but it has a rectangular shape and light, crispy crust. The defining feature is the cheese. It gets cooked in a pan with cheese all the way to the edges so that the cheese forms a caramelized wall around the whole thing, Gilbert said. His homemade pizza proved popular among his peers. The positive feedback, combined with the fact that Detroit-style pizza is fairly rare offering in the region, inspired Gilbert to launch Melt Pizza Company. Gilbert appreciates the positive reception the business has enjoyed thus far, and like how it's grown originally from its start as a small-scale pop-up operation. I had to create and make sure people liked it and to get the demand there to get it to the next step, he said. He also loves the fact that the location is in downtown Stillwater and is just a stone throw from the St. Croix River. He'll enjoy the creative freedom that staying in one spot will afford him and his cooking staff. It really allows me to experiment and create and do more out there and extravagant things, like running specials and really just playing around from a culinary standpoint, he said. Gilbert plans on upping the business staff too, which has consisted mainly of him, his sister Alyssa, and some part-time helpers. Many of these part-time helpers are coming aboard Melt Pizza Company full-time, and Gilbert plans to build up a staff of 10 to 15 people. I want to have a good solid team of people that really believe in this and support this and want to be here with this and grow with me, which I have found in all these paces, Gilbert said. And for right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. It is from an artist by the name of Jojo Santor. And the name of this track is Hanggang Dito Na Lang.
Bakit di man lang naramdaman na ang iyong pagmamahal ay mayroong hanggan? Bakit di nakitang may hadlang sa ating pagmamahal? Ako ba ang dahilan? Wala na yung dating pagtingin sa damdamin. Umaasa pa sana ako ang iyong kasama. Handa kang lisanin ang para sa atin. Oh, oh, oh. Ang pag-ibig ko'y ikaw, ang langit ay bukaw. Hindi na namalayan na ako pala'y nagkulang. Hanggang dito na lang ba? Wala na bang pag-asa? Kundi ako ang kailangan, handa nang magpaalam. Oh, 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 oh. Hmm. Sana'y akin man lang napagbigyan ang ating pagmamahal na mahanap ang kailangan. Sana'y aking maintindihan kapag ikaw ay nagmahal ay handa rin masaktan. Handa bang sanayin ang aking damdamin na hindi ka kasama at ang mga alala? Handa bang hanapin ang para sa akin? Oh, ang pag-ibig ko'y ikaw, ang langit ay bukaw. Hindi na namalayan na ako pala'y nagkulang. Hanggang tanggapin ang nakatadhana. Hanggang dito na lang ang ating pagmamahalan, at hindi ako ang kailangan. Handa nang magpaalam. Oh, 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 oh.
And that was Jojo Santor with Hananang Dito Na Lang. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFEI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM. We can also be heard online at kfei.org/Filipino American National News. And you can also hear us via the KFEI app, which you can download on either the Apple Store or Google Play. And our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. And now back to the news desk. And this comes from Reuters. Maritime issues between the Philippines and China remains a serious concern, a Philippine official said on Friday. As the countries pledged to use diplomacy to resolve differences peacefully during high-level talks. The Philippines hosted this week the first in-person meeting between diplomats from the country since before the pandemic, amid a flare-up in tensions over the Manila described as China's aggressive activities in the South China Sea. Both our country leaders agree that maritime issues should be addressed through diplomacy and dialogue and never through coercion or intimidation, Philippine Foreign Ministry Undersecretary Teresa Larrazo said at the opening of the bilateral talks on the South China Sea. The discussions came 2 months after President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. state visited China, where President Xi Jinping said he was ready to manage maritime issues cordially with Manila. Maritime issues are an important part of China-Philippines relations that should be not be ignored, China's Vice Foreign Minister Sun Weidong said. Beijing, which claims the largest part of the South China Sea, including some areas in the Philippine waters, has expressed concerns over increasing U.S. military presence in its neighbors, accusing Washington of increasing regional tensions. The two sides agreed and managed to control differences and properly handle emergencies at sea through friendly consultations, the Chinese foreign minister said in a statement after Sun's visit. Last month, Marcos granted the United States expand access to military bases amid China's growth assertiveness in the South China Sea and towards self-ruled Taiwan. The agreement has been seen as a sign of rekindling of ties between Manila and its former colonial master, which soured under the predecessor, Rodrigo Duterte. Last month, the Philippines accused China's Coast Guard of using lasers against one of its vessels supporting to resupply missions for troops in the disputed Spratly Islands. Marcos later summoned the Chinese ambassador to rely his concerns over to the intensity and frequency of China's activities in the era. Right now, we are going to play a song by Baigo entitled Bing Nip.
Salita, kailangan lang masabi ang aking nadarama. Gusto ko lang kasama ka. Sa init at lamig, gusto'y laging kayakap ka. Teka, teka, huwag mo nang umalis. Kumapit ka sa akin, huwag matakot pumikir. Teka, teka, ba't napakabilis? Pagdilat ng mata, wala ka na pala. Oh! Parang kinit lang ba ang aking nadarama?
Panaginip lang ba, huwag mo nagisihin pa? Panaginip lang ba ang aking nakikita? Panaginip lang, panaginip lang.
Panaginip lang ba ang sulyap sa iyong mata? Panaginip lang ba bawat mga salita? Panaginip lang ba ang aking nakikita? Panaginip lang, panaginip lang.
Panaginip na pag-ibig, panaginip na pag-ibig,
panaginip, 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 panaginip.
Wait, huwag ka na muna mawala. Pakinggan na aking puso na sa'yo'y humahanga. Wait, gusto ko lang kasama ka. Kahit sa panaginip ay aking mayakap ka.
Teka, teka, huwag mo nang umalis. Kumapit ka sa akin, huwag matakot pumikit.
Teka, teka, ba't napakabilis? Pagdilat ng mata, wala ka na pala. Oh, oh.
Panaginip lang ba ang aking nadarama? Panaginip lang ba, huwag mo nagsigin pa? Panaginip lang ba ang aking nakikita? Panaginip lang, panaginip lang.
Panaginip lang ba ang sulyap sa iyong mata? Panaginip lang ba, huwag mo nagsigita? Panaginip lang ba ang aking nakikita? Panaginip lang, panaginip lang.
Nakatulala, nakatulala sa iyong ganda, sa iyong ganda.
Napakabilis, napakabilis. Pagdilat ng mata, wala ka na pala.
And that was Baygo. And with that was their track, Panibik. And we do have time for one last article of the evening, and actually concerns the artist that we played last week on the show, Vanessa Hudgens, and this comes from Variety. Vanessa Hudgens, the Asian American actor whose career kicked off in Disney's High School Musical series, is set to shoot a travel documentary in the Philippines, the country of her mother's birth. The untitled project will shoot in Palawan and Manila in March. Paul Soriano is attached as the director and producer and executive producer. Mark A. Victor of 1017P will also serve as executive producer. No distributor, broadcaster, or streaming platform has yet been disclosed. Soriano's recent credits include directing the 2000 film Mananita and Manny Pacquiao's biopic Kid Kulafu. The documentary is set to showcase the relationship between Hudgens and her Filipino mother's Gina, who immigrated to U.S. at the age of 25, as well as Hudgens' sister, Stella. Since High School Musical, Hudgens has notched up key roles in Spring Breakers, Gimme Shelter, Bad Boys for Life, and the Oscar-nominated Lin-Manuel Miranda-directed musical Tick, Tick, Boom. Hudgens executive produced and starred in the film The Night Before Christmas and all three installments of the Princess Switch series for Netflix. Hudgens is set to star in the upcoming film French Girl and Bad Boys 4. I feel like ours is such a relatable story to so many women all over the world, Hudgens said in a statement announcing the documentary. The more we can share, the more we can lift each other up. We are honored to work with Hudgens for the film project. It's inspiring to note that with everything she has achieved in life, she wants to discover her Filipino roots and pay homage to her mother's country. Hopefully this opens the door for more collaborations to come, said Soriano in a statement. Soriano's previously produced A Lullaby to Sorrow Mystery, which won a special film award at the Berlin International Film Festival and Transit in 2013, which was selected as the Philippines' entry for the foreign language film category at the Academy Awards. He is also a prudential creative advisor to the Philippines government. Hudgens is rep by CAA, Untitled Entertainment, the lead company, and Zephyrin Brittenham. And we're going to end the show with a track by the artist Shantae Dope featuring Price Tag. And the name of this song is entitled Amen. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Pwede kang tuminga lang, may dumi siya mata, basta lamang ay isang bitin ang katagaw.
Alam ko namang gusto nila makuha yung, pero sasabay ako palagi. Kaya nung dumami-dami katunog ko, alam na nila paano ko nagkalat ng lahi. Kinapit ang patalim ko dati, ang nagpamanhit sa dalawang palad, sampalin sila. Natitigan na digmain ng batang Panginoon na ang binibilang arip laban sa kanilang alipin lang. Sa taas ng gusto marating nakakalula, medyo nakakaaning pamakisama muna. Binabato-bato para mahulog at makuha yung bunga ko, sana magbusog sila at lumaguma. Kasabay ng pera ko ay dumadami niya problema ko, pati naghahanap ng ebidensya o oregano lang damo sa sistema ko. Tsa asabay duramay play makasa yung mukha, lagi mo sa tenga mo.
Sa'yo kanya pati ang nasa kanila, dito doon at dyan kahit hanggang doon sa may kabila. Kalatingin sa baba, kanan gitna kaliwa. Pwede kang tuminga lang, may tuli sa mata, basta lamang ay isang bitin ang katagaw. Sa'yo kanya pati ang nasa kanila, dito doon at dyan kahit hanggang doon sa may kabila. Kalatingin sa baba, kanan gitna kaliwa. Pwede kang tuminga lang, may tuli sa mata, basta lamang ay isang bitin ang katagaw.
Gusto ko lang ay umasenso, nagtiwala sa proseso, kaso may mga Judas na gusto sa akin na bumeso. Dibdib walang daga, basta makuha lang ang keso, mataas ang halaga, parang dolyar to kontrapeso. Dating walang bilang na nagbibilang ngayon, ng mga inaning tinanim nung ako ay tagutom. Sinilang hampas lupa ngayon ang buhay at doon pangalan ko ay nasa cheque, pag-usapan ay milyon. Inulanan ng respeto kaya bumabaha na, dito pang masa kaya di nyo trip ang lasa. Gusto nila sa pound pero sablay mga baraha, ipako na sa cross mga mahilig magpakara. Isang kahit isang tuka, basta ikaw ay papala rin. Maling sistema sa sarili, di ako kinain. Sobrang init ng apoy nung ako nalagsain. Binayo na binayo, kaya bigas ay nainkanin.
Sa'yo kanya pati ang nasa kanila, dito doon at dyan kahit hanggang doon sa may kabila. Kalatingin sa baba, kanan gitna kaliwa. Pwede kang tuminga lang, may tuli sa mata, basta lamang ay isang bitin ang katagaw. Sa'yo kanya pati ang nasa kanila, dito doon at dyan kahit hanggang doon sa may kabila. Kalatingin sa baba, kanan gitna kaliwa. Pwede kang tuminga lang, may tuli sa mata, basta lamang ay isang bitin ang katagaw.
Amen. 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 Amen.
You are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and around the world at kfai.org, where community grows.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of radio theater, comedy, and the audio arts, with your host, Jerry Stearns.